This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype. You can Skype in, join the show there at Skype username lrn.fm. In the first hour of the show, we talked quite a bit about this man who was dragged off of a United Airlines flight. I would say unnecessarily, as we've gone through the details on the story. You're welcome to comment as well. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Skype, where Abel is on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Abel.
Hi, Ian. Hey. And
Melanie.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I wanted to talk about, do we need corporations? I think...
No.
I agree. And I think that, United Airlines is one of those huge corporations that they get too big. And they also, manage to, guide, I say guide, they actually write regulations.
Mm-hmm.
The lobbyists actually write legislation that the bought and paid for representatives get voted into law, and then we're screwed. You know, they can arrange it so that the competition is interfered with, that they can begin to make money, on their relationship with the government, because the government is too powerful. The government is, taking control in between, corporations and government. I mean, these progressives, they're all pointing at, oh, corporate. Well, yeah, that's right. Corporation is something that's created by government.
All right, let's clarify that for a moment, because I wanted to go there, and I'm glad you did. When you say we don't need corporations, someone might listen to that and say, what do you need? What do you mean? Of course we need stores. Of course we need, airplanes. Of course we need these things. They would sort of conflate a corporation with a business. And the difference is a corporation is a legal fiction. It is a file folder. It is paperwork that basically separates the people involved in the business from a lot of the liability of the business.
Or at least
A corporation is basically when you have privatized profits and public liabilities. So, heads I win, tails you lose. If I make money, I keep it. If I lose money, I walk away.
Mm.
So corporations are creatures of statutes that would never work in anything like a free market. And there are good reasons to, you usually wouldn't be incorporating. Usually you'd be an LLC or maybe an S-Corp. Other than that, you're either forming the wrong entity or you're doing something shady. But... to protect yourself from people coming in and slipping and falling you and suing you for stupid stuff. Because there's kind of no legal distinction between, okay, I would like to be protected from, BS liability, but I'll take my own that's not a thing. So you have to kind of get the whole thing or nothing at all.
We could instead of having limited liability, we could have companies out there that insure, people's businesses to protect them from the liability, but they would pay for that. And it would be an arrangement that wouldn't be outside of, human to human, arrangement.
Well, right. But there are legitimate and illegitimate liabilities in the states and probably in every country. So just not paying your bills, that's a legitimate liability. doing something that harms somebody through negligence or whatever, that's a legitimate liability. Somebody right. coming into your store, opening a knife and cutting their hand and saying, you didn't tell me knives were sharp, that is not a legitimate liability. So if you want to protect yourself from those kind of things, I mean, the point I'm trying to make is I don't think that it's wrong to form an LLC or an S Corp. Now, if you're talking about huge corporations,
much have to, in a lot of ways.
To some extent, yeah. If you're talking about huge corporations, that's really an entirely different ballgame. Now you're talking about people who are writing legislation. You're talking about people who are, I mean, they're essentially shell companies at some point, even though they're not legally classified that way. You go, if you make money, you keep it. You have this other fictitious entity. If you lose money, you walk away. So you're never really netting out your own assets. You have all this debt that you just never pay. Mm. You hurt people through negligence, and you just never pay for it. But over on this other fictitious entity, you're sitting on 20 mil. So, yeah, that is a problem, and that is something that the free market would never do. That is a creature of statute, and of course it's going to be abused. You give some, if,
it was
you
designed
give
for that.
Power, yeah, I mean, that's what
that.
It is. Like, it was the kind of, not fictitious, that, but...
You know what you're going to find out is... Over time, if you let me have a few calls every now and again, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up history. And with history, the reason that corporations ever existed in America was for sunsetted public works, period.
So like the Erie Canal, I think, was the first one in New York. Is that right?
There you go. There you go.
Okay, then, what does that mean?
So
that means, well, sunsetted means that it's a temporary time frame, and that it is limited to public projects. Hmm. You know, it makes sense to protect the liability of and this is going to sound not cool, but. Of people that kind of extend themselves into that project, because usually there may not be as much money for that project as there would be in the private sector. They're attempting to soften the blow on the public to create a public.
Okay, well then A, that's the market telling you no. And B, you can solve that through agency theory. You don't need fictitious entities for that.
What is agency theory? What is that? But hold on, Abel. I want to know what the agency theory is.
Okay, so if I hire you to, I don't know, play lawn darts in my front yard, which would be incredibly stupid because my front yard is like 2 feet. If that. So I hire you to do that, and... For some reason, you accept, and then you play lawn darts and hit somebody on the sidewalk, which is entirely foreseeable, but even if it wasn't, it wouldn't matter.
They get pegged in the head with a lawn dart?
They get to sue me because you're my agent, I'm the principal, I'm the person who is deemed to be committing the act, and that's kind of a shortcut way of explaining it, but I can't... get rid of liability by hiring people to do dangerous things. Kind of the liability follows the
But the corporations protect that. The corporations would protect you in that case, right? Like if that person worked for the company, then you yourself would not be liable for their actions.
Well, you don't need corporations for that, though. You only need agency theory. Agency theory kind of attaches the liability to the revenue. Corporations, to a large extent, dissolve it. So if I can't say, oh, this is dangerous, but it's going to make me a lot of money. I'm going to hire employees, have them... pull the trigger metaphorically.
Right. Melanie, is agency theory basically common law?
That's where it came from. It's not the same thing as common law, but it's part of common law.
Well, the bar has gotten a hold of it and probably mucked it up. I'm in agreement with all of that. But I mean, the idea is that you have a company and you know, you have a board of directors and you could do all of that still without a corporation. Mm-hmm. It's just that if you kill somebody, you may end up doing time.
Well, I'd like to point out that, for instance, if I own one share of, some very large company the size of Google or something, I shouldn't be responsible for the actions of Google as a shareholder, so something would have to take its place in a more libertarian world.
I'm not sure stock would exist in a free market.
All right, thanks, Abel.
A complicated loan.
More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Would stock exist? That's an interesting question. You can share your thoughts here. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
If you have under-eye bags and want to see them visibly disappear in minutes, go to Plexiderm.com and watch real videos of men and women who applied Plexiderm and saw their under-eye bags and wrinkles disappear in minutes. We know that under-eye bags are created by several factors as we age. But now, we have Plexiderm, a simple, clinically proven cream that works to eliminate these bags from view in under 10 minutes. The instant results are from naturally based silicates from shale rock. Once applied, your skin tightens and firms, rapidly reducing under-eye bags and wrinkles from view in minutes. The science is incredible, but the results are even better. So if under-eye bags make you look tired and older, your solution is Plexiderm. Plexiderm comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, so you'll get the results that you see on Plexiderm.com or send it back for a full refund. Try it risk-free by calling 1-800-361-2209. That's 1-800-361-2209.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial on in toll free and join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest From Venezuela, there has been some street protests that are pretty heavy duty happening out there, and a ridiculous ban on one of the major opponents to Nicolas Maduro, the president of the country. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE.
So we've advertised more than our fair share of nutritional supplements here on the air and Free Talk Live over the course of more than a decade on the air. But and everything I've said about them, I'm only going to tell people the truth in my experience. But Whole Food Multicomplete is a little different from the rest of these supplements. And the reason is that I think I'm going to take this into the future. I'd say I'm going to buy it for the rest of my life, but then again, I don't know what the rest of my life's going to be like. But I really like this product, and I intend to continue taking it. And what it is it's a mix of probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, other nutrients. All you've got to do is go look at the list of ingredients on Whole Food Multicomplete's website, simplifymysupplements.com. Simplifymysupplements.com. And you'll see that they've been doing for 15 years quietly what the big manufacturers won't do. They're not doing synthetics or anything like that. Everything is a whole food that they've got there. And the list of ingredients is staggering. You'd pay $150 per month to replace these this supplement with other supplements, and it has changed my life. I've lost weight. It's
how much weight?
Between 10 and 15 pounds.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe
that's a notice. I mean, that's not statistically insane.
To drop 10 pounds, yeah, and not know why you did it, yeah, that's pretty amazing. And I probably could use another 10 pounds, but this stuff isn't magic. I probably should eat right. But if you don't eat right, this will help with that. Go to simplifymysupplements.com. Use coupon code FTL like several people have over the weekend. So thank you very much. And receive 30% off your first order. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. If it doesn't work out, and you can of course, Russ will take care of it, but if you have some kind of problem, email me. I'll make sure it gets taken care of. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so the toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about corporations, and you made an interesting statement just before we went to break there, Melanie, that you didn't believe stocks would exist in a free market if there was no government out there. There would be no stocks. That
okay,
seems
well, I
unlikely.
Said I'm not sure stocks would exist in a free market,
okay,
which I feel like is different.
Okay, yep.
I don't think there's any reason to believe that they would, although
people
there are people
like
who know more about this. Well, they like them now, and there are reasons for that, though, and a lot of those reasons have to do with governments.
But they like them because gambling, right? Like, you can, like, take a gamble on a company and hope that it's going to go big, and then, you know, maybe you'll make some money, maybe you won't. Some people want to, you know, actually, they care about the company that they're investing in, too, and they want to see it succeed.
Okay, I don't know that the reason most people buy stocks is because gambling.
You don't think? That's always seemed what it's been.
I think the reason most people buy stocks is because tax shelters.
Yeah, Ian's got a warped view of the world, and he thinks that things are the way he thinks. Like, no, understand, stock market
must be
bad.
Right? I didn't say it was bad. I said it's gambling. Gambling's not inherently bad.
It can be used in the fashion of gambling, but you can also look at a company and predict whether or not they're going to do well.
That's gambling.
You can.
If you're predicting something, you're taking a risk.
Well, that's not really the same as going in and, you know, putting a 50 down on Black 7 or whatever.
That's the reason why it's not considered gambling, but it's pretty much the same thing.
The reason why it's not considered gambling is because the corporations bought regulations that said that it's not considered gambling.
So you are agreeing with me that it is essentially gambling. Yeah, it's
crossing
not the same.
Street.
No, but that's why it's not treated that way. If you want to take a literal...
Right. It's a little different in that
gambling.
You can't research the Black 20 on the roulette wheel.
So going to work is gambling, because what if, you know, your boss dies before you get paid? I mean, anything you do, there's risk. So
true.
If you want to be like that,
but
everything
you're risking
is gambling.
Money, but you're risking an outlay of cash when it comes...
Gas is money. I mean, you're driving to work, most people...
I see your point, but it's not the same. To me, that doesn't feel the same.
It's not the same, because going to the casino is not the same.
You can't drop driving to work,
too. You cannot drop $100,000 into your gas tank, but you can do that on stocks.
You can die driving to work.
Yeah.
And that's worth more than $100,000, isn't it?
I understand that, but you have to go to work in order to live. That's an it's not really an option.
Okay. To boil the stock market down to gambling is so simplistic as to borderline on criminally negligent. It is dumb, okay?
Look, okay.
You can gamble.
It is gambling, though.
I mean, some people
no, it is not.
Some people do the weird day trading thing, and maybe that's more like gambling, but that's not what most people are doing.
If you put money up and you could lose that money.
Okay, if you start a business, you put money up and you could lose that money. Is that gambling?
There's a gamble involved in starting a business.
There's risk.
Sure.
Okay, you have risk and gambling confused.
Well, no, gambling involves risk.
But
there's other ways to take but all risk is not gambling.
That's correct.
Well,
I didn't say it was.
And jet engines both have combustion engines. That doesn't make them the same thing.
I didn't say all risk involves gambling. I didn't say that at all.
You were. Well, I'm telling you that risk and gambling are two different things.
I am agreeing
with
you.
Your argument for why the stock market is gambling is because there's risk.
No, it's because you're risking money. There's other ways to risk things. You risk by, taking extreme sports. You risk by recording a video of the police. You can risk in a lot of. You can risk by having unprotected sex. I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can take risk.
All those things except maybe recording the police will cost you money.
Okay, but you're not risking money. You're not putting money up with the potential of losing a significant sum of money, which is what you do when you get into the stock market. And you can claim it's different from your typical casino gambling, which is also a type of gambling.
It's because what people think of when you say gambling.
I understand that, but I'm saying the term gambling means more than just walking into a casino. Anyway, if you want to join the conversation, the number here is 855-450-FREE. So why is it that stocks wouldn't exist in the free market?
Well, just
though?
For one thing, just the pure plethora of regulations encouraging stocks kind of leads me to believe that maybe they're not doing so hot on their own. So people who make any substantial amount of money at all, and 40 plus. K a year, maybe a little bit less than that if you're single and have no kids. And if you have a white market job, you can either give, a substantial portion of your money to the United States federal government, or you could put it in IRAs and 401k plans. Now, and if you get an IRA and 401k plan, you can either have that account in United States Federal Reserve notes, or you can have that account in stocks. So, pretty much, I mean,
hold on, before you go, the 401k, as I understand it, is a program for employees where they can contribute some of their earnings, and the company typically matches those contributions,
pre-tax.
Correct?
Pre-tax.
Meaning that when they take it out, it is then taxed, and when they take it out, correct?
Maybe,
okay.
In theory, yeah.
But that's the idea, right? So it's more of like a kind of a matched savings account.
You defer income until retirement. Mm-hmm. So if you were to...
Or until you close it out. You can close it out before retirement, right?
Yeah, and then
take
a penalty.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
A huge penalty.
But what if you leave that job?
You can roll it over into something else.
Okay. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. There's very little difference to me between buying a stock and betting on a horse race. You can also,
if you don't know anything about stocks.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you can research the damn horses too, Mark. Just because you can research something doesn't mean it's not gambling. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
All right, so we've been talking about the stock market, and Melanie suggesting that maybe stocks wouldn't even exist in a free marketplace.
Or even if they would be much less prolific. So they have all these regulations.
Prolific?
Or plurific.
Prominent, whatever. Sometimes I'm smush words together. But, so they would not be anywhere near as much of it. I would say that definitely. I don't know if they would exist at all or if they would be, you know, incredibly rare. So in addition to the, you know...
But why, hold on, why would the lack of a government regulation make stocks less
rare? Because it's a government regulation that's propping up an industry.
Rare.
So if the government says to you, hey, you have a white market job, you can either give me half your money, or you can put, you know, 20 to 30% of it in stocks, or you can put it in 30, 40, 50 years, depending on how old you are, Federal Reserve note savings accounts that you are not allowed to take money out of until you retire. If those are your three options, that is helping the stock markets.
Yeah, but without regulations, there could be different, more stock markets, more options in the marketplace, right? Like, presumably, there's a demand to invest in these companies. That's why a lot of people do it.
Well, there's a demand when you have all the regulations in place.
Why wouldn't there be without the regulations in place?
Well, there's a
because
demand.
Because then you could use your money for whatever, because then you could, A, keep your own money and do whatever you want with it. You could spend it. You can invest it in your own business. You wouldn't have the regulations on your small business.
But you do understand that a tremendous amount of the money that goes into the stock market is sort of funneled there because of government regulations. Are you clear on
no,
that?
No, I have no idea about
okay.
that.
I'm going to make it sure you know then. All right? The 401k that you have.
I don't.
Okay. The 401k that many people who are listening to this show.
Yeah, mandated
have.
By government, right?
No.
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 Well, it's not. You could argue that it's mandated. It's not really mandated. It's you can either put your money in that
or
they
not.
Will steal your money.
Okay.
So you...
and you get the matching thing, too.
If you want to have a... okay, so there's the matching. That's an incentive.
Usually
that's
get, like,
but not every
usually
employer
get
1
to 3% matching, anyway.
Uh-huh.
So
Clear
not,
Channel had 20. So, you know, they matched up to 20%. If you took out 20%, they would match every dollar for dollar up to 20% of your
yeah.
paycheck. So different companies have different things. They choose to do what they choose to do. You can take money pre-tax out of your paycheck mm-hmm. and put it into a 401k. There are options after that I'll tell you about in a second. The advantage to that is that then when you take that money out, when you're 65 and a half or whatever age you choose to retire at,
yeah.
then you begin taking money out to the first 12,000 or whatever, or even more than that if you're married, or whatever the amount is, no tax, and then the lowest tax bracket, and then the next bracket after that. So rather than getting taxed at the highest bracket that you're in today,
yeah.
you're deferring money to the future, hopefully with interest, to get taxed less. Secondly, then...
Presuming they don't raise taxes.
Right,
but yeah.
You can put it in a savings account, call a money market, and get the highest rate, which is probably less than 1% right about now. You can put it in gold. You could put it in stocks. You could put it in a variety of things. Now,
right.
most people, the thing that the brokers want to sell are mutual funds. There's a, you know, there's
a bunch of different stuff rolled together. Right?
Mutual funds are essentially a hedge against inflation because if you save your money and you have and the Federal Reserve exists, they're going to inflate it away by the time you turn 65 or whenever you personally retire. If you put it in a company that does nothing but stay stagnant, that will maintain the value of your money for when you retire. That is not a situation that would exist in anything resembling a free market.
Yes, because there's a great deal of Americans whose money is being essentially funneled into the stock market to keep it buoyed. Right now, if Americans, you know, got to, it was a 0% tax rate and they got to keep all their money, stock market would just tank.
Really? Huh.
And it might exist. Maybe I'm wrong. But, hey, let's have a free market and find out. I'm open to
yeah,
being
sure.
wrong. There are people who know
I wouldn't. I mean, I don't have any stocks, so, you know, I don't really care about it. But
I don't think that there's any possible way that the stock market would stay in its present state without the government regulations propping it up.
Oh, of course not. Of course
and
not.
If it existed at all, which I have my doubts about, it would be incredibly small. You also have the liability protection, because
yeah.
usually if I own a thing and that thing causes you injury through my not
all right,
managing
tell me
it.
This. Tell me this. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you hear about these initial public offerings where some company that's private, they decide that they want to go public,
uh-huh.
and then they, you know, figure out how much stock they're going to be offering up to people, and they say, you love Snapchat? Come on over and put your money in our company, and you'll make money, we think. No guarantees, but that's, you know, they always have these...
Facebook did, Twitter didn't.
Yeah, I don't follow who makes the money and who doesn't, but yeah, a lot of times the IPO happens, and people don't make money. They lose money. Do these mutual funds get into the IPOs, or are they only getting into the long-time
stocks? They have different mutual funds, and every company I've ever worked for that was a big company anyway that had a 401k, they would give you, you know, a list. They would give you the kind of the condensed flyer version of this is low risk,
right.
this is kind of moderate risk, this is
conservative investments,
very
versus,
low risk,
yeah.
you know, and then these are with the potential growth, but with the risk. So they
right.
kind of have the, and it's way more complicated than this, but kind of the three-tier system.
Yes, they boil it down.
Yeah, and you, or if you're going into an IRA. You,
but is the high-risk stuff, does that include the IPOs?
I couldn't answer specifically
I
what
I don't
any,
know, but stuff it would include stuff like that.
Because whenever you hear about the IPO, I mean, what I'm hearing you guys say is that there's all this money being funneled in by the tax structure and incentives and disincentives by the government. I believe that. That makes sense to me. But whenever you hear about the IPOs, I kind of get the feeling that, you know, people are buzzing about this
thing.
Yeah,
I feel like that's
closer to
gambling.
IPOs have a lot of more regulations on them than existing stock or existing companies that are issuing stock. I don't know that an IPO would be in even your high-risk mutual funds, but typically when people think of mutual fund, they're thinking of the slow-growth kind of fund that you're putting money into as a hedge against inflation, as a hedge against income theft, so that it'll be there.
Right, because they've invested
most
in
of it when you're 65 or 70 or whatever.
Right, because the mutual fund has invested in companies that are sort of long-term successes or whatever they expect that are going to continue to be successes.
But, I mean, okay, so if you are, you know, between 20 and 50 or a lot of time they make you wait till 21 and 50, 60, whatever. And you take, and you have a white market job, mm-hmm. and you take money and you put it into a mutual fund, and it does nothing but maintain its value, not its dollar amount, but its value. If the company does nothing but stay stagnant, you have won immensely, giving your options.
Mm. Okay,
that's correct.
Right. So the reason I was asking about the IPO is wondering if they were putting it in the mutual funds, because again, it feels to me like people are like, well, we're going to take a risk on this thing. There's
a
mutual.
Risk.
This company, now I can buy pieces of this stock over
you
here.
You can lose money. If your tax rate is 30% and you put money in a 401k and lose 20%, you have lost less money.
Hmm. That's correct. That's an indictment against the tax system. But when it comes to an IPO, we really don't know what a company's worth until it gets out on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, the market may not be the perfect way to determine what a company's worth. There's all kinds of formulas and stuff like that, and that's why people buy and why people sell. But an IPO, essentially you're saying, all right, we're going to start the bidding at $10. Who wants
in?
10?
Yeah.
And then everybody buys at 10, depending on the name and whatever.
Because they're hoping to make some money.
And it goes down.
I mean,
or it goes up.
I would say that something like an IPO is more like gambling, but that's not what people are thinking of when they're thinking of the stock market. Most people are thinking of your...
Why is an IPO more like gambling than any other stock that you would buy?
Because if you buy one, let's call it, you know, the Dow Jones...
Because it's higher risk?
The Dow Jones Industrial Average. Right, like these stocks that have been in there, some of them, many of them, for decades.
Right,
you're investing in a company that you believe is going
to do
very
well.
Sure,
that's a bunch of flowery language to put around. You're taking a gamble with your money. Oh, I understand that you don't want to.
Okay,
you want to pretend like it's something else. That's like saying, I'm sorry, it's no different to me than saying, well, I've really looked here at this horsey that's going to race in this upcoming race. I did some research. I found out what kind of food that it eats, and I found out that it's, you know, going out there and it's training a lot and it's won all these other races.
Every horse in a horse race can't win, but every company can.
You have your share of that stock until you choose to sell it. The horse race is over when the horses cross the line.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Again, minor changes in the game there, Mark. It's still all just a big game. Take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
SaveItPurse.com. There's no gamble there. You're going to save big money every time you go to SaveItPurse.com. It's so easy. What you do is you load up your Amazon wish list with the stuff you want or the stuff you need. You load up that wish list over at SaveItPurse.com, and then you select your discount. Now, the only real question is how long is it going to take to get the products that you want purchased? If you're asking for 33% off, it might take a while. If you're asking for 20% off, because again, you get to choose your discount. If you ask for 20% off, in my experience, same day. Somebody's got that thing ordered for you and shipping it to your home. In a lot of cases, they'll use Prime. Now, it's up to the buyer whether or not they use the Prime. It just depends on whether they have it or not, generally. The way all this works, though, is it requires you to have cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, in order to get these incredible discounts on Amazon. I've been doing this for more than 2 years. This isn't some flash-in-the-pan thing that's going to hopefully won't disappear tomorrow. It's really worked out really well for me. I've saved about $1,700 on over 80 purchases in 2 years. That's money I was going to spend anyway, because I would have paid for these things at full price at Amazon, but instead I saved 20%, or in some cases more. 25% is not also uncommon for me to get these days. So if you want to try this out for yourself, go to Save It Purse, saveatpurse.com, and save big time on your Amazon purchases. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The news coming from Venezuela. I've had this story for the last several days, and we haven't talked about it yet, and it just keeps getting updated. The Associated Press has the same URL that I've been pulling up, keeps getting like updates every single day because people are in the streets in Venezuela putting pressure against the president there, Nicolas Maduro. We've been following the Venezuelan situation down there for years here on Free Talk Live. It's just an absolute mess. It is socialism that has, you know, completely failed, and unfortunately there are real human lives being caught up in this, and people are very, very hungry down there in Venezuela. It's hard to get food. The exchange rate has, the forced government exchange rate between the bolivar and dollar has really screwed up the economy, not to mention the nationalization of various different industries, and the government now running food distribution. I mean, it is a terrible situation.
People smuggling out gasoline and smuggling in milk.
Yeah, it's
hopefully
crazy.
Not in the same container.
And so the story has been updated so much that one of the original points that I was wanting to share was removed from the story because it happened last week at this point. So I want to start with what happened last week to 44-year-old Enrique Capriles, who is one of the most prominent leaders of the opposition party in Venezuela. So you've got the socialist Chavistas, the Nicolas Maduro party that is in control of the country, and then Enrique Capriles is one of the top people in the opposition party. He's been now banned from running for office for 15 years.
The smell of freedom in the morning.
The latest move, according to AlJazeera.com, in an increasingly tense power struggle in the crisis-hit country. Capriles read from excerpts of the Comptroller General's order at a rally on Friday night in which he urged supporters to take to the streets, and they did, beginning with a previously scheduled demonstration on Saturday to defend their political rights and demand the removal of President Nicolás Maduro. When the dictatorship squeals, it's a sign we're advancing, said Capriles in a speech surrounded by other leading opposition figures, many of whom themselves have been targeted. He said, the only one who is disqualified here is you, Nicolas Maduro. The 44, they, by the way, put this guy in prison before as well, so they really don't like him. The 44-year-old Capriles has been the most prominent leader of Venezuelan's opposition over the past decade, twice coming close to winning the presidency. He's currently governor of Miranda State, which surrounds Caracas.
It's like a so they're telling the governor he can't run for office?
That's correct. The ban deals a blow to the opposition after stepped-up protests this week and accusations that Maduro is tightening his grip on power and cracking down on dissent. Leaders in the ruling Socialist Party have accused Capriles in recent days of trying to provoke a bloodbath through his leadership of protests, many of which have ended in tear gas and rubber bullets. So it's his fault. You know, whenever the police are beating people in the streets, it's all this guy's fault for calling them to be in the streets in the first place. According to the Socialist Party, violence erupted for a third day straight on Thursday, leaving one demonstrator dead. The ruling said the sanction was due to, quote, administrative irregularities, unquote, by Capriles in his post as governor. Authorities have been investigating him since the beginning of the year for what they say are a half a dozen administrative irregularities, including taking suspicious donations from abroad. The move effectively bans him from running against Maduro in a general election due next year. So maybe they're going to let him stay in his governor role. You can run for governor again, but you just can't run for the president because, well, we're afraid you might win. It's part of a broader crackdown that began with a decision last week by the Venezuelan Supreme Court to gut the opposition-controlled Congress of its last vestiges of power. That decision was later reversed amid widespread international condemnation. So, yeah, you literally had the Supreme Court in Venezuela say, okay, yeah, you legislators, you're not going to be able to do anything anymore. Basically. And then they finally
reversed
that.
Well, I thought that's what a Supreme Court was.
What is, how is the Supreme Court so beholden to this Maduro?
To Maduro? I don't know. Maybe he appointed them. I don't know the intimacy of how all that, the politics interacts there. But they did reverse that after it, you know, caused all kinds of outrage. The Comptroller's Office notification, kind of like how they reversed. Remember when they were going to get rid of the 50, I think the 50 Boulevard notes and the 100 Boulevard notes? Or no, it's the higher notes. They were going to get... Oh, yeah, but they're getting rid of the smaller ones. Anyway, they're going to get rid of some of their notes, and they reversed that decision, too. Because
their notes are nearly worthless anyway. Yeah. I mean, they might as well just start throwing zeros on those things.
Yeah, well, that's what they were planning on doing. The Comptroller's Office said to Capriles that he had 15 working days to appeal the decision at that office or 180 days to ask for its annulment at the Supreme Court. Both are pro-government and unlikely to overturn the decision. He lost narrowly in the 2013 election that brought Maduro to the presidency after the death of Hugo Chavez. By the way, Maduro was Chavez's right-hand man during his time as president. The collapse in prices in Venezuela's crucial oil exports has sapped the country's revenues, prompting shortages of food, medicine, and basic goods, along with a surge in violent crime. Now, that is a very simplistic version of what it is that's gone on over there. It's not the price of oil that has destroyed food. Okay, what has happened there is, yes, the price of oil is down, which means the revenues that the government was collecting are down. That's definitely true. But the government's price controls are what have destroyed the economy.
Well, it's a socialist, likely. They're journalists, right?
Yeah, sure. Likely writing this.
Explaining why socialism isn't working. And in this case, it's saying, oh, well, it's a real shame that the price of gasoline went down.
Right, they're blaming the market,
right.
Basically.
It's probably the fact that Venezuela's been nationalizing every profitable business and essentially driving out any successful people from doing business or living in the country, plus the fact that the government is inefficient at everything it does. And when you give away free crap to people who don't do anything, they're going to do nothing and expect more free crap. That's why socialism doesn't work, never has worked, never will work.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
It's a parasite. I guess to say it never will work is probably inaccurate. Socialism allows a certain amount of people to be parasitic on an economy. If you limit that number of people that are parasitic, it will keep going.
Which you won't, because as long as you could if you had a socialist government that did not pay you to breed, which I've never seen.
Yes,
but some of them last longer than others, right? Like in the U.S., there's plenty of socialism, but it's still going strong because there's a productive economy fueling it.
Right, for the time being, and for the past 100 years too, I guess, but. They have socialism, but they also have a little bit of market left, so it's not really the same as 100% socialism.
I wasn't saying that it was, and neither is Venezuela. I mean, you can still have your own business until the government decides to come
until
in and nationalize
it. Baking brownies,
right,
or whatever that
was. Which is
was.
What they've
so,
done.
So you can't, actually.
Well, you can have the illusion of having your own business as long as the government doesn't want to take it over, which, you know, is one of the problems in Venezuela. Is, as you mentioned, Mark, the government has taken over a lot of businesses. I believe it's hundreds of businesses have been taken over by the state, and like 70% of them are not making any money.
Okay,
so
yeah, that sounds
money.
Like 100% socialism to me, if the government is just randomly seizing all businesses and arresting bakers.
Yeah, they're at just about 100% socialism. People will often point out, and I think it's fair to point out things like, Denmark, and Sweden and these sort of things. And these countries they're capitalistic in many ways, too,
yeah.
And they're successful. And like I said, it just has to do with how many parasites you allow. And I'm including the politicians in that, too.
Maduro says that it is not his fault. It's that it's a capitalist conspiracy is why the country is in an economic crisis.
Of course.
855 450 free. We got more coming up. People are taking to the streets as we speak in Venezuela.
You've
said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.